Good morning, and I hope you are well on this beautiful New Mexican day. I wasn't sure how I was going to preach to just a computer, but I see you all, so now I can preach to you. Sometimes I wonder why some things are in Scripture. And the reading from Acts is one of those portions. Why is it in there? Why don't they just say Gentiles are welcome? That was the end result. So why is it here? Well, this scripture is about three main people and one disagreement. One of the persons was Paul. You know, you're familiar with Saul, the one who wanted to destroy the church, destroy anybody that was not a true Jew. And then he had this conversion experience on the way to Damascus. And he had a total transformation by the Spirit of the Lord. And he wanted to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to all people. So he met with the disciples, but the disciples didn't trust him. And so he went back home to Tarsus for a couple of years. And then this wonderful disciple of Jesus named Barnabas, the encourager, came to Paul, and they started traveling together and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ far and wide. They went outside Jerusalem. They went to Thessalonica and Ephesus and Galatia and all around the Mediterranean, establishing home churches, mostly with Gentiles. Meanwhile, Peter, the strong leader, the disciple of Jesus, healed many, and he even raised Tabitha from the dead. And he was a good Jew, and he adhered to the law, but he was also the proclaimer of the gospel to the Gentiles. Once when Peter was praying on the roof, he had this vision of a blanket coming down from above. And within this blanket, there were animals, both clean and unclean. And he heard a voice say, "Peter, eat." And he said, "Oh no, I can't eat anything that's unclean." This happened three times. And then the voice said, "What God has created should not be profane, should not be regarded as profane." And then, you know, Peter was thinking about this, and he got a messenger from Cornelius, a Gentile, asking if Peter would come to him. And suddenly Peter understood that Gentile and Jew and Greek and Scythian all are welcome. So he went and ministered to Cornelius. Okay, now we come up to the reading for today. Paul and Barnabas had gone to Antioch, and they were telling the church in Antioch how wonderful it was to have all of these Gentiles as believers in Jesus Christ. But there were some who came that said, they cannot be saved unless they're circumcised. But both Paul and Barnabas said, no, we're not going to put that burden on them. they believe they are saved. There was a great disagreement, a heated disagreement. And so they sent Paul and Barnabas and some others to Jerusalem to present the question to the Jerusalem church. The leader of the Jerusalem church was James, the brother of Jesus. And it says that after a long, heated debate within the church, James proposed a compromise, that they did not need to be circumcised, but they did need to abstain from food offered to idols, that there was no fornication, that they ate nothing that was strangled, and they didn't have anything to do with blood. And there ends the reading. So why is this in the Bible? I believe it's because we need to learn that within the church, within society, there's going to be disagreement. In fact, hot debate on both sides. In this disagreement in Jerusalem, they had a very long conversation. Sometimes it was heated. And they went to Scripture. Well, what does Scripture say? And then they were quiet, listening for God's guidance. And they prayed together. And they made a decision. Was everyone happy with the decision? I don't know. You know, Paul was pretty forceful. He doesn't say that he objected to the compromise. But what was important is that the Jews and the Gentiles were both welcomed in God's kingdom. So what does that have to do with today? Well, we have lots of disagreements in this country, in our state, in our church. That's not unusual. We're human beings. We're going to disagree. But what's important that within the church, that we have these discussions, sometimes heated, and we go to Scripture to see what Jesus said about these things, and we pray together. And we make a decision, compromise. I was excited when I read in the newsletter that we're going to discuss the social statements of the ELCA. And I know there are some who say, who cares about these social statements? That's just a lot of mumbo jumbo. No, it's not. It's a product of a discussion church-wide about differences of opinion. And this is the result of those conversations. I'm praying that within our church and our state and our society, that when we have disagreements, we'll follow the same pattern to discuss, go to Scripture, pray, and then listen for God's guidance. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.